Here's a thought I'll title, Process for How It Feels. I wish I could tell you where I first heard this phrase, what workshop I was attending, and what workshop instructor uttered this brilliant idea, but I can't remember, so I have to share this with you without proper attribution, and I apologize for that. But the phrase was, photograph for how it looks, process for how it feels, which is a little bit counterintuitive to what a lot of photographers are advising these days, because everybody wants to be in touch with how they feel, and they want to photograph it so that it makes them feel a certain way. I think it's important to feel something when you're out in the field. But if what you're doing in the field is how I photograph, which is to gather assets in the field, keep in mind that you're gathering assets that have no processing whatsoever. Maybe if you're shooting JPEGs, you might have color profile. So, there are exceptions to every rule. But most of the time, if you look at what you captured is how it looks. So, hence, photograph it for how it looks. But then it becomes artwork when you process it for how it feels. And in particular, in this day and age, with digital processing tools, we can do so much to a photograph. I'm tempted to say, but it would be an exaggeration, that you can take any photograph that you make and turn it into a piece of artwork. There are probably limitations to that. But you can get a much higher percentage of them to be artwork with processing today than you could 40 or 50 years ago when your limitations were gelatin silver or platinum palladium printing, etc. So we have all of these incredible capabilities, which means you can take any photograph you make and probably turn it into an emotional statement about how it feels to experience that subject or that moment or that light or whatever. You can probably do that with almost every photograph you make. And that means that process for how it feels has a much greater application now than it ever has had in the past. And one of the implications of that is that it's not necessary to photograph how it feels in the field. What you need to think about in the field are things like composition and focus and depth of field and capturing the right moment that gives you the most flexibility in processing. Because that's where the artwork really happens, because that's where you shape and mold the emotions that the photograph communicates. So, photograph for how it looks, process for how it feels.
Copyright 2022, Lenswork Publishing.